AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Nasty weather is the rule for much of the country today. Liz Miller, who lives in St. Paul, Minnesota, and owns a bed and breakfast on the Mississippi River, says she employs a simple strategy in dealing with the cold. Stay inside.
I had two holiday parties to go to tonight, and I canceled out of both of them because I just want to sit at home, and I think that's what a lot of people are going to wind up doing.
Icy roads are blamed for hundreds of accidents and at least six deaths. Wind chills of up to 45 below zero are predicted for parts of Minnesota. And in the Mid-South, a tornado watch has been issued for parts of six states. The first snowstorm of the season in New York City didn't slow down shoppers on Saturday trying to find presents to give for the fast-approaching holidays.
Not rain, sleet, or snow will stop these shoppers who were on a mission in Midtown Manhattan where the streets were crowded with people carrying shopping bags. Chris Smith drove down from Ithaca with his son, Danny.
We have an empty car to bring stuff home.
What are you looking for?
Mostly clothes, and he's looking for Legos.
I like playing with them a lot.
What are you going to make?
I like making these, like, big Lego architecture ones.
He already made the London Bridge out of Legos. Now father and son were heading to Toys R Us to see what other Lego sets they could buy. Julie Walker, New York.
The first American to orbit the Earth has been remembered for not only bravery, but for his thoughtful consideration of others, his integrity, and his optimism. Vice President Joe Biden says John Glenn taught us all how to love.
That's not something you usually talk about when you talk about heroes, especially heroes like John Glenn, who lived a life that was rigorous, but tinged with just a little bit of magic.
About 2,500 people gathered at Ohio State University for a memorial service. This is AP Radio News. Number 15 Purdue uses a second-half turnaround to overcome a big deficit and beat 21st-ranked Notre Dame.
In a battle of top 25 teams, Purdue rallied from 17 points down in the first half for an 86-81 win over Notre Dame. The 9-2 Irish pulled to within a point with just over a minute to go, but the Boilermakers held on for their fourth consecutive win. Purdue improved its shooting from 38% in the first half to 51% in the second, while holding Notre Dame to 38% in the second. Caleb Swanigan led the Boilermakers with 26, while Bonzi Colson was the high man for Notre Dame with 23. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
More than 1,000 people in Alaska dressed up as elves or in other elaborate costumes, while some stripped down to barely anything to take part in a polar bear plunge. It was a fundraiser for the Special Olympics in Alaska. It took place at Goose Lake in Anchorage. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.